I'm Ben Pugh, and you're listening to Impact, Parenting with Perspective, episode 191. This podcast is all about helping parents manage the mental and emotional drama that comes with parenting teens, so they can focus on what's most important, building rock-solid relationships and having a powerful impact on their teen's life. Join me each week as I dive into real tools to help you and your team turn struggles into strengths. Hello, welcome back to the podcast. Today, we're going to be talking about how to help your teen who hates school. And this is a part two. So if you haven't listened to part one, please go listen to part one before you dive into this part two. They're both important, but I believe it's really important to change your mentality, change your paradigm around school. And in part one, I talked about understanding current myths like your teen needs to be successful in school so that they can be successful in life. And I talked about the other myth that your teen needs to go to college so that they can be successful. Or if your teen struggles in school, there's something wrong with your teen. And myth number four is that school is the one and only answer for everyone. And myth number five was that school is preparing kids for the future, which I hate to tell you this, it's not. Like, in my opinion, I believe it is preparing kids for like the 1960s or something. But anyway, so if you haven't listened to episode 190 is part one to this episode. Today is part two, and I am going to be teaching you some powerful steps to empower your teen. And the reason I'm going to do this is because I believe that it is high time that we started empowering our teens. So I promise you, if you're anything like me, it's time for you to empower your teen too. And I'll tell you, as I have been doing this with my teens, they're doing awesome. And I can tell you a lot of parents who are using these same steps, like some of them are in my membership, some are working with me one-on-one, and their teens are thriving. So if your teen hates school, it's time to empower them. And oftentimes, teens simply blame hating school. They blame the school, they blame their teachers, or even sometimes they blame their friends. And this is disempowering. And sometimes teens make excuses like, it's boring, it's pointless, why do I even have to do this? And the bottom line is, if your teen is blaming or making excuses, they're in the victim mentality. And one of the best ways to get teens out of the victim mentality is to empower them. Now, we'll talk more about the victim mentality, maybe even next podcast episode. I have an interview with a mom that I really want to share with you. It's coming soon. Stay tuned. Anyways, I teach this concept about the victim mentality, the hero mentality, and the creator mentality. And one of the biggest problems that people face today is that they're stuck in the victim mentality. And if you're blaming, making excuses, doesn't matter if you're a teen, a parent, an adult, a school leader, you are in the victim mentality. And so what I would like to do is I would like to start empowering our teens to help get them out of the victim mentality. Now, the problem is we often disempower teens by telling them, hey, school is what it is and you can't change it, so just deal with it. And no teen wants to hear that. Like, the fact that we as parents say, hey, school is what it is. Yeah, it sucks. It's supposed to suck. Just deal with it. That is disempowering. That shares the message that, hey, yeah, this sucks, but you're the victim. You can't do anything about it. So just suck it up and deal with it. And I want to share the message that if you have a problem with something, you have a responsibility and the power to do your part to try to fix it. And maybe it's something as simple as your teen could tell their teacher, hey, I've noticed that I learn better when I get to interact with others. That was me. Like, you put me in a group and I'm going to learn way more. I might get in trouble for talking too much, but I just learn better in social settings. Your teen could also say, hey, I really enjoy your class when it's more interactive. Like days when we do like competition or we role play or whatever it is, like your teen can express, hey, this is when I enjoy your class the most. So we want to empower your teen when it comes to school. And one of the things, like the bottom line is, one of the reasons that teens hate school is because they feel powerless about school. They feel like they're trapped in this situation that they hate and that there's nothing to do about it. And we want to change that by empowering our teens. Now, I want to teach you one of my favorite ways to empower teens. And I hope I'm not talking too fast, but the last episode was like half an hour long. And I know that you guys like these a little bit shorter. So I'm just going to talk a little bit quickly and we'll get through this. But I want to help you learn this tool. This is one of my favorite ways to empower teens, and that is to have empowering conversations. And one of the most empowering things that you can do for a teen is to give them a voice and help them process their own thoughts through conversation. And this is why, like, lately I've been preaching over and over, guys, we have to empower our teens. We have to have empowering conversations with them. We got to let them voice their opinion. We have to give them opportunities to mentally explore, to mentally kind of process what it is that they're thinking. And conversation is a powerful tool to help make that happen. Now, one of the things that I believe is that if you treat your teen like an adult who can think and problem solve, your teen will start to act like an adult who can think and problem solve. And that is amazing. So if you want your teen to be more empowered, start having these conversations. And if you want to have empowering conversations, you're going to need to listen to your teen. A lot of parents struggle with this, me included. I love to talk. I love to hear myself talk. But if you want to have empowering conversations with your teen, you need to listen. I've heard this old saying that because you have two ears and only one mouth, that you should listen twice as much as you speak. Yes, I do struggle with that. But yes, when I do practice that, it is amazing. So if you want to have empowering conversations with your teen about school, here are some great questions that you could start with. Number one, what are the disadvantages of school? You could even go so far as asking, what is it about school that you don't like? What do you hate about school? I would also ask, what are the benefits of school? What are some of the things that you actually enjoy about school? What are some of the things about school that you would miss if you weren't in school? You could also ask, what might be an alternative that you could do rather than school? This is something every time my kids complain about school, I'm like, I don't even want you to go to school. Like, what's an alternative that would be something that you'd be passionate about, something that's awesome that you could do instead of school? I won't accept video games for that answer. And currently, my teens haven't come up with an answer for that. I have clients that have told their parents, well, I'd rather be flipping dirt bikes, or I'd rather be doing this. Another powerful question is, what might be an unseen cost of this alternative to school? Or what's an unseen cost of school? And then you could ask, what might be an unseen advantage of school, or an unseen advantage of the alternative to school? bottom line is, teens are way more capable than we give them credit for, and you can help activate your teen's capability and their creativity by empowering them through conversation. There are alternatives when it comes to education, and this is something that, I don't know, when I say it, people look at me funny. But guys, seriously, look at school. If you're listening to this podcast, specifically, if you're listening to this podcast episode, your teen is probably struggling in school and they probably hate school. And you have probably caught yourself wishing, gosh, I wish there was a better way. Well, this might come as a shock, but there are alternatives to traditional school. There are better ways. And some of the things that I've seen teens do, your teen could get a job. Your teen could travel the world with you, probably. Like, this would be amazing. They could focus more on a trade school than traditional schools. When I was a high school principal, we have a tech school. It's I can't even remember what it's like, but basically, like, you can go to that school. It's a college type class, but you can do it during school time, and it counts for a high school credit, but you can learn how to be a welder. You can learn how to be a nurse. You can learn how to be a chef. There are alternatives. And your teen could also sit home and play video games. The bottom line is, there are alternatives when it comes to education. And to empower our teens, we need to quit pretending that school is the only option. I personally feel that teens benefit and learn more from being out in the real world. That's why when I was a high school principal, when we'd go do our end of year trips, that we'd try and go outside of the state of Utah. We went to Florida, California, Mexico once, and we would try and do service. We would try and see cultures different than ours, communities that were different than ours. I also think that teens learn more and benefit more from working, from playing, from traveling, from providing service. I promise you, there are alternatives to school. And if your teen hates school, help them find the alternatives. And as a parent, you might have to open up a little and be accepting of some of these alternatives. Now, this is one of the things that I'd recommend. If you want to empower your teen who hates school, this is important. Put the burden on your teen's shoulders. Put the burden on your teen's shoulders is what I meant to say. We have created a bad habit of adults taking care of teens and doing all the work and fixing their problems and coming up with solutions. The problem is, this is disempowering to teens. Instead of figuring out an alternative for them, or instead of saying, okay, hey, I know you don't like school, let's do this instead, I fixed it for you. Instead of that, put the task on your teen's shoulders. Let them be responsible for their education and for their choices. And hey, if you don't like school, no problem. You are responsible for coming up with a suitable alternative. And when my kids tell me that they hate school, one of my favorite answers, I guess this is technically a question. Like, if my kid's saying, hey, I hate school, I say, hey, if you present me with a better alternative to school, I'm all ears. Another favorite response is, what's something productive that you could be doing instead of going to school? I also like to ask, hey, if you didn't have to go to school, what would you do in your spare time and what would you be willing to do? It's okay if your teen doesn't have any ideas when it comes to coming up with a better alternative to school. If they can't come up with any alternatives to school, guess what? They can just keep going to school. In fact, that's kind of where we are with my kids. They come and they complain about school, and I'm like, hey, I'd be happy to help you start a business. I'd be happy to help you travel the world. I'd be happy, like, let's come up with an alternative that works for you. And ultimately, they don't want to be responsible for that, so they just keep going to school. I have clients, though, that have decided, you know what, school is not for me. And when their parents put the burden on them, like, okay, then what are you going to do? They have come up with amazing alternatives. Some of them have even been able to make money off of their amazing alternatives. I'm telling you, school is not the only way. And if your teen hates school, put the burden on your teen's shoulders to come up with a better alternative. It's also important that you trust your teen. They are the key. They know what they need, and they know what they love better than anybody else, and they know what interests them, and they know what they're passionate about. They know what lights them on fire, not literally. But as parents, we don't know that. Like, we can't solve this problem for them. And unfortunately, most teens are taught not to trust themselves and to look to the adults for all the answers. And if you trust your teen will start trusting themselves. And when you start trusting, and as your teen learns to trust themselves, your teen will have access to their own wisdom. And they will get better at trusting themselves, and they'll get better at trusting their own problems. I think I said trusting their own problems. I meant to say they'll get better at fixing their own problems. But the bottom line is, trust your teen. They have what it takes to figure this out. And one of the things holding them back is that most teens live in the reality that adults are there to answer their questions, to fix their problems. And part of the problem is most adults live in the reality that, hey, I'm an adult. I'm here to fix your problems. I'm here to do this for you. No, empower your teen. Trust your teen. The next thing that I would say is let them fail. I know this is hard. And I know it's scary, but it is vitally important. Sometimes you've got to get out of the way and let your teen fail. This might mean letting your teen fail at school. This might be letting them try something that you know won't work just so they can fail and find out for themselves. Doesn't matter. Let your teen fail. As a football coach, one of the things that I like to teach my teams, I'm like, hey guys, I'm going to teach you how to win. And winning is fun. And winning is what we're working for. The problem is in sports, if there's a winner, there has to be a loser. So winning is a part of sports, but so is losing. And I always tell my players, we're going to learn how to win well, and we're going to learn how to lose well. When we lose, we're respectful, we're kind, we don't blame, we take responsibility. If you never let your teen fail, they will never learn how to fail. And one of my favorite things that I've been teaching, and we're getting close-ish to March, but March Madness for college basketball here in the U.S., is a perfect example of this. I don't know for sure how many teams are in March Madness. I think it's like 64 or something. But out of all 64 teams that go into March Madness, every team but one will finish their season with a loss. Losing, it could be argued, is a bigger part of sports than winning. And for me, when I became a football coach, I quickly learned, hey, it is important for me to teach my teens how to lose. This is how we do it. And again, if you don't let your teen fail, they will never learn how to fail. So let them fail. Also, let them try new things. One of the problems that teens have is that they don't know what they want to do. They don't always know what they like and what they don't like because they haven't been allowed to try new things. I have clients who desperately wanted or one client in particular that I can think of. He desperately wanted to learn how to play the guitar, but after years of lessons, and he was even pretty darn good, he decided, I don't want to pursue the guitar anymore. That's something that he never would have learned if he hadn't been allowed to try something new. And the thing is, with trying, a lot of times parents are really reluctant to let their kids let go. Like, this mom is like, he wants to quit playing the guitar. Like, let him. Let him go try the new thing. He's not all of a sudden going to unlearn the guitar and like, oh, I don't even know how to pick it up. No, he's still going to have that. And if he tries the new thing and he's like, oh, that's not as fun as I thought it'd be, at least he can fall back on the skill of playing the guitar. I have another client who wanted to fix and flip dirt bikes and create a YouTube channel around that. After a few months, he found out, hey, this isn't actually what I want to do. And he moved on. And now he's doing something that he loves. It's okay that your teen doesn't knock it out of the park in the first attempt. Let them learn from their own experience and let them try new things. Let them engage in some good old-fashioned trial and error. The thing is, if your teen hates school, find ways to empower your teen. Your teachers probably aren't going to change. The principal's probably not going to change. People aren't going to make school more fun. But without leaving school, like, there's a bunch of things that your teen could do to improve their experience in school. And if they decide, you know what, school is not for me, there's a lot of things that they could do outside of school. And as parents, you have the power to empower your teen and to help them realize that, oh, there are more options. One of the things that I am a firm believer in, the way we educate kids is how we prepare them for the future. And I don't believe that education is necessarily preparing our teens for the future, because they're not learning the skills that they're going to need in the future. In fact, we're not allowing them to learn those skills, like how to use AI and YouTube and ChatGPT and all these things. The thing that we are teaching them is how to be miserable, how to hate an occupation, how to just be in a sucky situation and deal with it. And I want to stop teaching that lesson. I want to start teaching that, hey, I want you to find something that you're passionate about that, and I want you to become the very best at it. And if that's becoming a plumber or a carpenter or training horses, but let's empower our teens. If school isn't their jam, let's help them figure out what is. If you or your team need help with this, please reach out to me. You can email me at ben@benpewcoaching.com. As I get more interest in this, I have a little side project that I've toyed with and I've had a few kids go through, which is called my entrepreneurial alternative to school. I'm not ready to just unleash this on the world yet, but if your teen is really struggling, there are some concepts that I could teach them, and there are some clients that I've helped transition from traditional high school to other alternatives. And if that might be something that you're interested in, please reach out to me and I will find a time where we can meet and we can discuss this. So with that, guys, come back next week. The next two podcasts, I believe, I'm not sure what order they will be in, but one, I will be talking to a real life mom who worked through this very process with her teen. And I'm just excited to share her insight. And the other podcast, and again, I don't know what order these will actually come out in, but I am going to teach about the victim mentality, hero mentality, and the creator mentality. And hopefully, like, between this series about kind of school and getting out of the victim mentality, this will help you help your teen that hates school. So with that, I'm going to let you go, and I will see you next week. Did you know that parents and teens all over the world are struggling? I believe that the most important thing that you can do in your teen's life is simply being an impactful parent, which means taking the time to understand what parenting traps are holding you back, and then taking that knowledge and using it to completely uplevel your parenting. This is why I've created a brand new quiz to help you better understand your own parenting traps. This quiz will help you pull back the curtain on your own parenting and gain some powerful insights so you can stop getting caught in the same old parent traps. This quiz will help you start being the parent of your dreams so you can finally create an impactful relationship with your teen. This quiz will take you less than 2 or 3 minutes, and it is completely free. If you want to take this quiz and better understand the traps that are keeping you stuck as a parent, go to benpewcoaching.com/parent-trap-quiz and get an insight into what is holding you back as a parent so you can completely uplevel your parenting. I'll see you soon.